Hello, everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle here for our Astral Alliance Mastermind support call. And it is October 13th, a very interesting day in numerology. But, of course, this call is not to talk numbers. It's to talk marketing, sales, and getting your business going. So I'm going to have something very special I'm going to go over with you today. So I want you to get a pen and paper ready because you will want to take notes on this one. These are going to be very important guidelines for any time you give a teleseminar or webinar out, you know, online. And so I'm going to give you a really fantastic outline. Okay, so get your pen and paper ready for that. Just a reminder, we are in an 8 universal month. This is a very, very empowering month. We have Mercury retrograde, which lets us go within, and then we have the big eclipses, which really activate us. So it's a really fabulous time to move forward and get our whole goals into gear. You know, Pluto recently went direct again, and so there's really a lot of things happening now to enable you to move forward. And so all of you who've been maybe sitting on the fence for a bit or not, you know, putting pen to paper, moving forward, this is the time to do it. You do not want to sit back now, because once we get into 2015, which is an 8 universal year, the energy that you expend now is really, really going to set a stage for what happens energetically with your business next year. Okay? So having said that, I'm going to give a special webinar. It is on Saturday, November 15th. It's only for Astral Alliance Mastermind members. And it'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I will have Nayeli remind you of that in our in the email that I send out after our teleseminar today is over. So you have those dates in your book. So we have a call, I believe, on the 10th of November, and then we will have this webinar on November 15th. Okay, so that'll be very important. So before I answer your questions, I want to just let you know we have a new system in place for our calls. I'm very excited about it. So what you will do to get in line is raise your hand. And the way you raise your hand is you press star 2. So we're not doing any more star 6. We're doing the star 2, and then you'll actually get in line, and then when I want to talk to you, I'll just unmute you. So if you have a question and want to talk to me live, press star 2. And you don't have to worry about being heard or any background noise because I've muted out all the other calls. So let me go first to this important outline that I want to give you for having a teleseminar webinar. And this is something all of you really should be doing very early on in your business, because it's a fantastic way to drive traffic to a new product or event or launch. And the way you do this is you hold a free teleseminar or webinar to actually get people interested to join you, because it's free. And then on that call, you outline whatever product or service or event you're selling and give them a link to that. Okay, so let me give you an outline for how to do this. So number one is when you get on the call, you show gratitude. You say, thank you for being on the call with me. I'm so looking forward to speaking to you, etc. Okay, so gratitude is the first thing you do. It relaxes everybody, and it puts you in a space, too, that's very giving and sharing and allows you to extend yourself emotionally really form a circle of gratitude with everybody who's on the call with you. The second thing you want to do is to let them know very early on, this is within the first minute, that they're going to be presented with an opportunity during this webinar, during this teleseminar. So you just want to plug that into their mind so that they're aware, okay, I want to stay on this call because there's going to be an opportunity for me. The third thing you do is that you describe the issue, the problem that your service, program, event, product is going to solve. So this is very important. So you are going to actually describe this problem in different colors. You're going to be very clear about what that problem is. And what this does is it shows empathy and compassion towards your listeners and prospects, okay, when you do this. So that's very important. So then the fourth thing you do is you tell them results that happen when the opportunity is applied. So you give them your personal results and the results of your clients when they apply the opportunity to solve that problem. The fifth thing you do is you tell your story. Okay, you tell them why you do what you do now and what it is that you do and how you do what you do. Then the sixth point is that you give them some kind of testimonials supporting your credibility and your work in general. If you're doing a webinar, this is very easy. You just put up that slide and you show, you know, either a photo or a quote with a name that is a testimonial for what your work is. If you're on the phone, you basically tell them either a story of a client or you actually have that client on the phone with you, and they know beforehand that they're going to speak. So there's different ways you can do this. The seventh step is that you tell them why you created the product, why you created the program or event or service for them, okay, and also how you did it, okay? Basically, you're whetting their appetite, okay? That's what you're doing. Then the eighth step is that you invite them to the sale page. And you do this about, I would say, 15 to 20 minutes into your call. Okay, this varies a little bit depending on, you know, how you speak, but this is approximately when you can invite them the first time to the actual URL link that you've put up for this new launch, for this new service or product or program or event. Then the ninth step that you do is you give them the features and benefits, okay? So the way you do this, by the way, is you give them a lot of stories and examples of what happens when a person has access to the info that you're going to give them. So you're not teaching here. So you know, some people get confused that they have to teach at this point. No, you're not teaching what's in the product. You're giving them stories and examples of what happens. So these are the features of the product, and these are the benefits of the product. And this should be around 30 minutes or so, and it includes a second invitation to the sales page for those who are ready to take action, okay? And you want to say that. You actually want to use those words. If you're ready to take action, go here, click here, okay? Then you want to do some kind of price comparison. So what you do in this case is you can say for someone to get these benefits, you'd expect them to pay this and this and this and this, or they pay as much as this and this and this. And you can do a juxtaposition. A lot of people do, you know, for the price of one coffee at Starbucks a day, you're going to pay so and so much for a month, and you can get this for less or the same price a month, right? Something like that. If it's like an inner circle kind of sign up, or if it's a multi-pay plan, so you can give examples like that. So that's like a price juxtaposition, price comparison that you do. The 11th step is that you outline the bonuses, and this is really important because you always want to have some freebies, which are bonuses, which really raise the value of what it is you're offering. And you want to give big value in these. These are really important. So this way, what you're doing is you're pressing the very emotional button in your prospects where they feel that your product or event or program just looks so cheap. Like, why is she selling it for only $277 when she's including all of this stuff? Or, you know what I mean? Or why is it only $67 a month when she's giving me all of these bonuses? Okay, so you want to, I mean, it can be one bonus, it can be five bonuses, but it needs to give really big value. Okay, then you want to state your guarantee. That's the 12th step. Then the next step is number 13 is to make the offer with a deadline. Okay, you need to put urgency in the picture. When you light a fire under them, they will be much more open to purchase instantly. So you want to say this price is good for the next 7 days or the next 3 days or until the end of the month or whatever it is you're saying. If it's a live event, you want to give them more time because they have to plan their trip. If it's an online event, give them a week. Sometimes you can give 3 days, right? So that's what you do. That's the 13th step. And then the 14th one is you obviously want to say, click the button below to get started right now, and I'll see you on the other side, right? You always want to say that. You want to say that in your e-newsletter as well, not click the button below, but you want to say, I'll see you on the other side, or something like that. So you're basically extending an invitation. So those are the 14 steps for a very successful teleseminar webinar outline. And you can use these steps regardless of what you're selling, regardless of whether the teleseminar webinar is free or paid, right? These are, and they can be obviously done in so many different ways, right? It depends on how you, what you're selling, who you are, how you express yourself, but this is the general outline. So you want to write these out and keep this outline because you're going to use it for the rest of your entrepreneurial life. It's really a very important piece of information for you to have, okay? So that is the teaching part of this monthly call. And now I want to move to a couple of your questions. And then, like I said, if you press *2, you can raise your hand and I will talk to you live while we're on the call. Okay. So let's see here. I also want to check if there are any questions that any of you have typed. No, they're not. Okay, I'm using a new system here, so bear with me. Okay, so let me go first to Angela, who asks, for our AAM call today, I would like to ask you for your help in picking a few favorable launch dates in October, November of 2014 for my namebythenumbers.com website. It's to help customers know if their name has a favorable or challenging spelling and options if it's challenging. I'm revising the text, which I will forward to you via email, but I wanted to send my specific question before the deadline. Okay, the website is not up yet, but I want to get this launched this year. Thank you, Angela. Okay, just first of all, you did send me that PDF, but I was not able to look at it. I would love for you to send it to me a week before our next call on November 10th. I know that's the week of my launch, but I will be sure. I'm actually going to print it out now, so I'll have it for next time. I just wanted to let you know I just couldn't get to it. I had to take my daughter to school. And so that's why I asked that please send things by three hours before the call. So if you could do that before November 10th, that would be great, and I'll make sure to look at it for you, okay? In terms of the best dates for you, let me just pull up your file. Let's see here. You are born on 6/22, so we can all do this together. You are currently in a 17/8 personal year. Yay, that's so exciting, especially once we get into 2015. That's going to be amazing. Wow. Okay, to be in a 17/8 year during 2015 is really a huge blessing, so I'm very happy for you. Okay, so best month, October, November. Okay, you gave me the month. So October is 19/10/1. Very nice. You have 4, 9, and 6 as your big numbers. Okay, so then the next month is November. Definitely, here's the thing. You know, Mercury retrograde, I don't recommend launches. It's one reason I didn't have my online live stream event until November 8th. I just didn't want to mess around with that energy. Also, the eclipses, it's just really throwing people for a loop. It's an amazing month, but for a launch, not so great. So definitely, I would say November. Let's go there right away. You are in a 20 month. I really like that for you because you're born the 22nd. So this is a very good manifestation month for you, Angela. Because of your numbers, I would say you're born the 22nd, and it is a 2 month. Now, I'm not looking at days, so let me just quickly get my handy calendar out because I don't want to give you a Sunday launch date, right? So it's only certain dates you want to launch. Okay, the first one I will tell you, Angela, is the 4th. It's a Tuesday. Tuesdays are perfect launch days. I love this day for you because it's a 24-6, and your destiny number is a 6. So that's really, really awesome. That would be probably my first choice. You're also born the 22nd, which is a 4. So definitely November 4th is great. As we're looking at that, let me look at 13th and 22nd. 13th is a Thursday. It's a possibility, though I wouldn't necessarily do a launch on a Thursday just because it's the end of the week, right? So, and 22nd is a Saturday, so that's not going to work. And there's no 31 days in November. So the 4th is your best bet regarding your 6, activating your 6 destiny number. Then I would like to find a, even though you don't have a 1, let me just check. So if, no, that would be the 28th. How can we do this? Yeah, that's not going to work. I was going to say the 8th and 17th, not 26 because that's by Thanksgiving. There are possibilities, but they turn your month into a, your date into a 28-10-1 day. Not that happy about that for you, so let's skip that. The other choice we have, you are a 9. I don't recommend, though, launching on a 9 day because it's endings. So the only other date I could offer you is the 2nd, and that would make it 22-4, which you are. You know what? I would just say November 4th. I mean, if it was me, I would just say, okay, I'm launching November 4th. That's really the only date I like for you in that month. Okay, so that's what I recommend. I know you're going to need your copy before then. This is not giving you a lot of time. So let me see if I can have a look at it. I'm not sure I will be able to, Angela. But if you email me at support@tanyagabrielle.com and remind me, I might be able to find, you know, a half hour to just check out your copy for you, okay? So I hope that answers your questions. If you're on the call, just press star 6. That's the old one, star 2. Okay. Then let's move on to question 2. Let's see here. We have Lisa, and she asks, I'm now working a full-time job that I like, but it is high stress and not the greatest pay. I have a couple of prospects of people who may want me to write grants for them as a consultant, but I would not be able to do this while I'm working full time. Feeling the old push and pull of working for myself versus working for someone else, I would love to see what is going on for me in terms of business and money at this point in time and into the near future. Okay, this is a bigger reading that involves astronomology. So let me bring up your chart and let's get this totally up. I want to quickly look at your transits. I'm going to also look at your actual numerology cycles as well since we've moved on to the next month. So got your transits up. Okay, so Lisa, you are 117, that's your birthday. And by the way, this next year, when we're all in an 8 universal year, it's very important for you since you're born the 17th, and that is an 8. So that's going to be quite an empowering year for you. As of right now, as you know, you are completing a 16-7 personal year. And so that means, and it's not that this is not a big year for you. You have a 7 in your personal numbers, right? So that's a big, big year, as you know. And you did separate from your husband. You say you're getting divorced most likely in November, which, by the way, is a 9-month for you. So that makes perfect sense for endings and then December's beginnings. So congratulations on that. I know it's been a long time coming. So having said that, the 16-7 year you're in obviously has brought some surprises. You can't, you know, the house that you say you liked has fallen through. So there are little things up and downs that you go through. So that energy will continue for you, okay, because you are in that 16-7 year until your birthday. Now, your birthday is in January, so it's going to shift right at the beginning of the year, and that's when you will enter. I mean, it's funny because Angela is in a 17-8 year. You're going to enter 17-8 year literally the first month of 2015. So talk about a fortuitous turn of events for your life. That is going to really make a huge difference, and I'm sincerely hoping that you will have moved by then, because you want to be in your own space to activate that empowering energy that's going to be triggered as a result of this numbers activation. It's just really, really huge for you, because it literally is your day of birth number, 17. You're going to be in a 17 year. You're born on the 17th, and we're all going to be in an 8 universal year. So it's extraordinary. Not only that, Lisa, here's the icing on the cake. 2015 activates the number 15 as well, and your destiny number is 15-6. So you really have some amazing, fortunate turn of events to look forward to, especially after this more challenging 16-7 year for you. You know, it activated your 7, so it was even more strong in terms of all the surprising twists and turns and having to look within and all of that. So this is really going to be your moment. And so you're asking me, well, when will it change? Well, give it a couple more months. We got October, November, December. And just gear up, you know, prepare. I don't know how to actually answer your question about your job, though. I mean, you're saying you really don't have the ability to do your other grant paying. I think somehow that's going to have to shift for you to take advantage. Obviously, if you're going to be in a full-time job that doesn't pay well, you're not going to take advantage of this money generation, this prosperity theme that's going to be ringing out, you know, very powerfully for you. That can only be done if you're in control of your destiny, and that's what entrepreneurs are. They're in control of their destinies, right? I mean, we are the only people in the world. We run our own business, so whatever we do, however we feel, affects our business, right? It affects our income, and it's the most exciting kind of way to live, as far as I'm concerned. But you have to be in a place where you can do that. So that we would have to look at, you and me, right? So I don't know. I know you've changed jobs a lot lately, and that is, again, the 7-16-7 energy that you're in. It's this constant surprising stuff. It's going to be a lot more stable for you in 2015. However, in terms of making the money flow, there's got to be some way for you to work for yourself. Okay, so that is what I recommend you really, really try focusing on. In regards to your transits, you do have, let's see, just seeing if there's anything real important, because I know I've done a reading for you before. You have Saturn in the 8th house. Saturn is currently in Scorpio, 21 degrees. It's in your 8th house. That will slow down the money a little bit, because it's money owed to you. It's part of what that house rules, right? On the other hand, it does allow you to really understand and delve into what it is you need to do to activate, prosperity in your life. I have a very, very high-profile client who I talked to earlier today, and this person has Saturn in the second house right now, and is undergoing a dramatic transformation in their business. It's difficult for this person because they're very high profile. They have a lot of employees depending on them. And so having Saturn in your second house, which is the house of money and values, is not always the easiest thing. And it happens every 30 or so years, right? 28 to 30 years. So I asked this person what happened 30 years ago. And they replied that it was a very difficult time. And they were young, so it wasn't like, you know, they had a business at that point. But they remembered that time and how it was disorienting. Well, you have your Saturn in your 8th house. It's not the second house. The 8th house is money owed to you. So that period is going to last for a little bit longer as Saturn moves into Sagittarius. I believe it's the end of this year. Let me just double check. Yes, Saturn moves into Sagittarius on, I think, Christmas Eve, 23rd, 24th. And so for you, you're gonna lift. There's gonna be a lifting of this energy in February of next year. So in conjunction with you entering your 17-8 year, and you being in 2015, which is activating, you know, your destiny number. I mean, I already explained how great that is this next year. Saturn's gonna leave the eighth house area of your life in February. And so the thing is, it will retrograde, so don't get too excited too quickly. It's just going to leave for a short time, and then it's going back in for a little bit, and then moving forward again at the end of the year. So there's still going to be a little bit of Saturnian effects, but it's not going to be quite as strong as it's been for the last, you know, since Saturn entered your eighth house, which is when it went into Scorpio, which was in 2013. Actually, it was before 2013. It was 2012. So it's been a while since you've really felt good about the prosperity in your life. So if you think back, you know, before like mid-2012 or so is when Saturn entered your eighth house. So you're due for a shift, and it's coming. I just wanted to let you know that. Just be patient, and it will definitely help you, okay? So I hope that answered your question. If you're on the call, just press star 2. Now I'm going to move to people who have raised their hands. And let me see. I'm doing this for the first time, so let me unmute this caller. Hello, this is Tanya.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
It's Fiona.
Hi, Fiona. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
I have a question. This coming Thursday, I'm in a 4-day course here locally, and so we have 10 minutes to, you know, put on a presentation as to what we do or what we have passion in. So it has been kind of talked with a few people, recommending that I just do a numerology reading with their numerology code. So, what do you, like, I know I've heard you on radio shows that you'll do that for people. So I'm just wondering, do you have any tips or that you would recommend when you're doing it kind of live and there's other people listening to it?
Yes. Okay, so you have, now tell me about this 10-minute thing. What is
I have a 10-minute presentation.
Oh, I see. And then you give readings?
Well, I was suggested maybe that I give readings. Because I'm going, do people want to really hear what I do and how I do it?
I see. Tell me the context again. What is, like, how many people will be there? And what
there's going to be about, there'll be between 30 to 40 people in the room.
Okay, so it's live. They're going to see you.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I suggest. This is a very short window, but it's one you can really take advantage of. Are you pretty quick in your calculations?
Like, well, actually, I would just bring my little iPad and use that little thing, and once I put it into there, boom, then I can see it. Once I see them written down in my face, see, stuff just comes to me.
Okay.
So what would you suggest?
Well, I haven't heard you read. So what I do, because I'm very quick, I have that pad and paper in front of me. I don't use iPad or anything because it's quicker for me, unless you're offering to do their current names, then, of course, I would want my computer, my laptop there.
Right.
But I don't do that. And you know why? Because it may take you 10 minutes just to get one name resolved. And if you want to give a presentation, I would never do, and you only have 10 minutes, don't do
that. Yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah, don't do that. If you only have 10 minutes, all you want to do is read their birthday. That's all you want to do. So you want to ask, okay, what's your birthday?
You don't want to, so I don't do then the destiny number.
No. You know why? With 10 minutes, it's not enough time. You want to wow them. So you're going to say, you're going to walk up there and say, hi, I'm Fiona Wilfley. I'm A, and you say what you are. And I read your code. and I do it intuitively, and I do it scientifically. And to show you what I do, let me give you a few readings, because the whole purpose of what I do is to help elevate you to a new level in your life, whether it's in your relationships or your career, you know, whatever it is, right? You can say all
right.
of that. And then you start reading right away. So the intro is basically 30 seconds, no more than a minute, right?
Okay.
And you say, who wants their birthday read? This is, you know,
okay.
And basically you can say, usually what I gather is your birthday, birth time, birthplace, and birth.
Right.
Right. But for today, I'm just going to read your birthday code because that gives me a lot of information, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then you ask for the birthday, and so now you don't need your iPad. You just need a pen
right,
and paper.
Right.
You write down the birthday. You immediately, like as soon as they say, like somebody says September 10th, you know, 1974, you immediately know they're born the 10th right off the
right.
bat. So you're already calculating in your mind what that means. And then
right.
you add up the whole thing, and it adds up to 31-4, and you do that within, you know, 5 seconds. You read, okay, you have the instant manifestation number and you have the genius number. So let me tell you a little bit more about those.
Right.
And
right.
you tell them about the one and the four, because so it takes about, what, a minute. If you want to go a little deeper, you then say, this year, and you have to calculate this, okay, this year, since your birthday, you have been in a 17 personal year. That means this, this, and this. So you can add that as an addendum.
Okay.
And that will take them to a point of reference where you're not only reading their birth code, but you're actually reading their current life. So
okay.
then they understand, oh, Fiona not only reads my code, but she gives me advice for the future as well.
Right,
right.
right.
So
okay.
you could do that for probably, I would gather, 3 to 4 people. And
okay.
then what you have to have, Fiona, is a form for them where they can sign up and get readings with you. That's critical,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
So make sure that you have some kind of order form
yeah.
where they get a discount for being there, right? This is the whatever discount you give them, a discount.
Okay.
And you tell them, I have a form and I have a discount for everybody who's here today, and I just hand it in. You just hand it in by the end of the whatever it's called, the event,
right.
To get the discount. You have to say that. Because
okay.
remember how I said in the teleseminar there has to
yeah.
be urgency? Yeah,
yeah,
so they can't call you a week later and ask for the discount. Right.
right.
So then you'll probably have a lot of new clients.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
okay.
That's how I would do it. And it's perfect because they'll see you live.
Right.
So they'll see your energy. They'll be charmed by you. Being there live in a room is really an amazing opportunity. I can't stress that enough. So, you know, obviously I don't know the quality of these leads. I have no idea who they are. So I don't know who's, you know, how they're.
Well if there's a lot of people in there just trying to get there, they're all coming from, they've been all kind of, the people that are in the group are more of a spiritual base,
mm-hmm.
trying to get in touch with their own intuition. So I've got a lot of corporate people coming from Calgary. It's really people trying to, you know, what we're trying to do here is to, you know, make a living by doing what your passion is.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm happy to hear about that because I think, you know, the quality of the prospect obviously matters incredibly when you're doing an upsell from a reader.
Right.
So, and what happens often in radio, by the way, is that I've found over the many years, and I had my own show for a year or two, which was very successful, it was way while back, 2009. But what I found is that radio does not translate into sales. It's very hard because you have to, they're listening to the show, they're sort of half listening to the show, they're
mm-hmm.
doing something listening to the show, and they're definitely not, you know, clicking a URL and going to
right.
purchase something. It just doesn't happen on radio, whether it is terrestrial radio or online radio. So it's much better to have this opportunity that you have, you know, being live in front of them like this.
Right.
So, and what day is this?
It's, well, and I'm not sure which day it's going to be. Like, it's for 4 days. It starts this Thursday,
oh.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think the 16th for me is actually a pretty good day.
Oh, it's on, so you think it's on the 16th?
Well, I'm presuming that that's probably what we'll start out, but I don't know. It's just we were told to, we have the opportunity, if we so chose, to give a 10-minute presentation. And I just thought, okay, well, what do I do? And then so to do, you know, quick readings, I thought would be a great opportunity.
Okay, so you're going to be there, and do you have to obviously let them know that you're interested in giving a presentation? Is that how it works? Or
yeah, I have to kind of let the guy know that that's what I will be doing.
Okay, because that makes sense. Otherwise, it would be mayhem. So, good. Okay, well, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for you. Really, I do. And, you know, anytime there's a psychic in the room or a reader of any kind, people are wanting to get a reading because everybody's favorite subject is themselves. So, you know, being up there live and doing it actually in action in front of them is going to be fabulous. And by the way, I just want to let you know, if you just do two readings, if you don't do three or four,
right,
as long as they're very, you have to come up there and be completely on and energetically ready to go. So don't warm up. That's the problem with 10 minutes. You don't have time to warm up. You can't talk for 5 minutes and then get into the feeling of it, right? So if there's somebody before you, for example, who's not exciting, you're going to have to ramp up the energy to get them into your space. If the person before you was very well spoken and you know, really left an impression and had great energy, that will help you out because you can then ride on that energy. So, but either way, bring to it, you know, be on top form from the very moment.
Well,
you only have those
usually when I do, even because I always start off my readings with usually the numerology code with them. And I've had, I mean, my one client that I've, when before I was actually kind of doing it, I was giving a little bit of information, but she was so taken back because usually I always catch them right away with something that is actually happening in their life, and they're going, oh, yeah, you're right. So I don't know. It's just once I have the information in front of me, I just start to go. So I'm pretty comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So
that's
yeah.
fantastic. And have you done it in these short spurts before, or are you not?
No, I've never actually done. I usually have a form that I end up bringing with them to, you know, that I get the information. But no, I've never really done it like this before. So I'm thinking, okay, well, here's the opportunity knocking. I better take it.
Well, is there a way you can practice? I mean, even just by choosing, I don't know, somebody in the news or somebody who you don't know, but you can get their birthday online or something.
Right,
you can maybe have like three people. And, I mean, you can practice by even putting a few people in a hat and choosing three. And then just having their birthdays and doing reading. I mean, I know they have to exist as people for you to read them, obviously, to read them the way you do it. But can you, it might be worth it for you just to do a practice run so you can, because the problem here is, and it's not really a problem, it's just the difference, the newness of it is that it's giving a lot of information in a short period of time. And so you need to be able to take advantage of that, you know. So...
Well,
I don't know if that will help.
Well, see, and I'm going, so how much do you, okay, when you're doing that quick fire, I mean, how much do you actually, when you do that, are you using your intuition versus just what you know?
Always both. I mean, first of all, I do the numbers so I explain what I'm doing. You're born on the second year or two. You know, you're 10-1. So I explained. So that's not using my intuition. That's just scientific.
Right, yeah.
But then I go straight into, after I describe those two numbers, I'm already getting downloads about what's going on with them. I don't always share everything I get because it might not be appropriate, you know, at that moment. Because as you know, when you're in a crowd, you can't do very private readings. It's just not
right
to do that. So and then, by the way, if you do get something that's very important, you can always say, you know, just please contact me afterwards, you know.
Okay.
Because at that point, privately, you can tell them, I found a few other things that I'd like to share with you if you want to you know, sign up for a call or something. But I don't usually do that unless the person really needs to hear something, you know.
Right.
But I'm not usually in that position anyway because it's radio, so I don't see them afterwards. But in general, yeah, I do intuitive and the actual calculating at the same time. It's rapid fire when I'm on
right.
radios, though. It's really, you have to be on. That's what I mean. When you're on, you're on. You're intuitively channeling the information.
Right, yeah.
Them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that sounds good, and good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, it, as I said, it's an opportunity that's presented, so I just thought, you know, it's something new, so, yeah. So
absolutely.
Gonna...
It's a great opportunity. You know,
yeah.
any opportunity, no matter how large or small, is going to shift us.
Yeah.
Energetically, you're shifted. Just like with Rebecca having all these opportunities this year, right?
Yeah,
she
yeah, yeah.
had these amazing opportunities that she stepped up on, and it shifted her. So this is what I'm saying. You need to go out, and you're doing that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you're creating these opportunities. It's fabulous. So,
yeah
congratulations.
Okay. Well, I did this, and I just thought I'd talk to the expert with doing this because I said I've heard you on radio before, so I just thought with, you know, just what can you let me know? And but the thing that was interesting, okay, is this form. So I will definitely get a form.
You must have an order form for them, absolutely. And on the form, it needs to say, please hand in by whatever the time
right.
is and the date, because they will not get the special otherwise. You know,
okay.
So, yeah.
Sounds good. That's key, because I wouldn't have thought of that.
Totally. Just look at the forms I gave you, if you still have them.
Right.
Oh, you weren't at the meeting. Did
no.
I give you the forms? Yeah, when you come to meetings, one of the reasons you go to live meetings is specifically for these kinds of questions.
Right.
You see how the presenter is selling, and so you look at the forms they're creating, and you can model your form on their form.
Right.
So that's one reason you actually get on the plane and travel, is so you get all that information.
Right.
So, one of the reasons, not the only one, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great way to learn. So, okay, well, good luck with that.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have another caller here. Let me see. Oh, there you are. Hello, I think this is 747. Is this correct? No, 303. Is that correct? Hello? Oh, there you are. I'm sorry. I think I just, like, totally unmuted everybody and then muted you or something. Sorry, it's a new system. I'm, like, figuring this out. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking
you
of
too.
Which, I just talked about you.
I heard that. I'm like, oh, cool. You know,
yeah.
it's interesting. I'm so deep in all this stuff that it takes somebody like you looking in at me to remind me that I've made progress, because I really don't feel like I have sometimes. It's crazy.
Yeah, we all feel that, though.
Yeah.
Really, because
it
really dissipates fast.
Oh.
Once you've made the progress, you feel excited and elated, but
yeah.
it doesn't last long.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm still in here fighting fires.
Yeah, well,
like
that's
anyway.
The kind of month we're in, though, seriously. So,
yeah.
Right now.
It's intense. Last week I turned in my resignation to my job.
Wow, Rebecca.
Yeah. I'm retiring as of November the 1st.
Wow.
Because I figured out between Social Security and my pension from my other job and my pension from St. Joe's, I'm going to be making about the same amount of money. So it's like, oh, this is ridiculous to even be working. I could be putting all this time into my business.
Yes. Good
so,
thought. That's exactly right. Yeah.
That was scary.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question for you is, I have, and I've been doing these, I don't really have a lot of luck on with discovery calls when people call me and I give them just kind of a short little reading. I was wondering if you had kind of a master copy like you did for, you know, the, what was it, 13, 15 step thing for webinars that you gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a map so as to how we go about talking to somebody on a discovery call so that we can convert that call?
You're talking about a sales call?
Yeah.
But when you say discovery call, I don't call them that, so I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's the deal. I've got a gal that listened. Well, she wanted a hot seat on Angelica's show I was interviewed on last week, and she didn't get in on it, and so she has requested to do one over the phone. She's wanting a free 20-minute reading. I don't want to give her a free 20-minute reading. I mean, if you say where do you draw the line on that stuff?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, first of all, you're asking two things. The first is
give
a free sales call. Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends. When you guys signed up for AAM, you had to pay $500 to talk to me, right? And that was like a deposit. And if you didn't want to join, you didn't want to join. That's fine. I would give the money back. But that way it shows seriousness. In this case, it's a radio show. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You would have had to have driven them to a landing page that stipulates that somehow, but obviously that didn't happen. It's very hard to do that from radio because they're cold leads, you know, so it's very different. But how do you do that? Well, you make it really, really short, and you basically tell them this is going to be a 15-minute call. It's not going to be a reading. It's going to be a diagnosis of what it is that I can help you with. You know, I'm going to focus on supporting you and what it is that I can do to help you. So if you want a reading, this is where you go. And then you give them the page or the pages or the names of the things that you offer.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you start giving free readings, you've invited cold leads that are never going to pay you.
I know,
ever.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. So, and then in terms of the sales call, yes, there's a definite way to sell. You obviously always want to tap into their fear. So people respond to you when you tap into what they don't have. You know, most people, it's either love or money. You know, for some people it's health, but those are the three big ones. So, you know, you ask them, you know, what is it? That's if it's entrepreneurs, you know, is it that you can't get clients? Are you frustrated about your business results? And so the first thing I always do in a sales call is I ask the person, where do you want to go and what do you want? And then you allow that person to feel their potential. You allow them to tell you what they desire deeply. And if they really feel this, this is like an island of potential, right? Imagine a magical tropical island that they're going to, and they're telling you, this is my ideal. This is where I want to go. And so you're putting them in that space. But they don't often go to this island because they feel like they can't afford going there. Okay? So, but they're still telling you about it. So then you ask, the second question you ask them, so where are you now?
Okay.
And this is where you really, really have to feel compassion. You want to feel into them. And you've got to go deeper than anyone has ever done before. So because they're going to feel some tears. After telling you where they want to go and this is their dream, now they're telling you where they're now. And there can be tears sometimes because it's very deeply emotional. And the connection you forge with them is deep. They've reached out to you because they trust you. They respect you. They understand that you understand them, right?
Okay.
That's why they are on this call with you. And so they're sharing a frustration and a pain or a life of toleration, which is just as painful when you just live a life where you tolerate things, like a husband, or you tolerate a situation in your life, abuse, whatever it is, you know.
Sure.
They're sharing that with you. So this is an island that they don't want to live on, okay? So I think of it as two different islands.
Okay.
And there's an emotional charge that establishes the distance between these two places, right? And that emotional charge is the key to selling. Do you understand? So you want to make that emotional charge happen between the island that's the island of their dreams and the island that they don't want to go to ever. And so then you ask them, the third thing you do is you ask them, well, what's stopping you from getting to where you want to go? and you take them deep into this journey while they talk. You want them to talk. Okay, they're doing most of the talking right now, just so you know. It's
okay.
Them talking. Okay. And then you establish yourself as the gap closer, the master, the mentor. I'm the captain of this boat, and I know the way, and you present the offer. You present your VIP program, your coaching program, you know, your counseling call, whatever it is. And this is where you speak now. This is where you give counsel. This is where you create clarity. And so, you know, because here's the thing. If you don't create clarity for them in this moment in the call, a confused person never purchases.
Buys. Yeah.
They never buy. Yeah, they can't. So you want to create great clarity for them, show them like a roadmap of what you would do. And if the client still isn't experiencing this gap, they're not going to hire you. They need to experience that gap, okay, that I just explained in the beginning. So if you hear, I can't afford it, just use those words as an opportunity to serve. Get curious. Well, do you mind if we explore that for, you know, for a while? Like, you're basically learning how to transform I can't afford it to let's go for it. So you can ask.
Right.
You basically are asking, like, how important is what you want in what you just described to me, right, on a scale of 1 to 10. You can ask that question. How important is it? So you're basically establishing the gap. Okay, so, and if you still hear I can't afford it, then you can say, well, I just loved hearing everything you told me today when you described this. You know, I felt you so alive. I felt you light up. I felt it, you know, this is the beautiful island. I felt it in every cell of my body, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you're telling me you want this passionately, but you're also telling me that you're not willing to invest in it. And if you're not willing to do that, your energy and your money are not congruent. And I also wonder, is it really that important to you? Because, you know, the most important thing is that at the end of this conversation with them, you want them to go back into their life and really feel good, not feel their old patterns, right? So you can say to them, you know, after this call, you're going to go back to your life, and in 2 days, a week, a month, 3 months, you know, they're going to pass, and I know that you're going to just be in the same place you are now. You can say that to them, right? So, there's a whole way of approaching this. You always want to send loving energy while you're talking to them, while they're processing what you're saying. And if you guys want, I can do a little bit more in-depth version of this on our next call, so we can go over it. You know,
I think that's needed. I know I have played with this now with a lot of different clients, and my close rate isn't real high. Although, you know, the last person that I did this with ended up buying a $1,200 3-month program for me, but it took us an hour to go get to it. And that was what kind of woke me up. It's like, okay, I don't really have a format to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
I did have a format, this might be easier to do. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, sales calls are very important. And I tell you something, Rebecca, when you're doing readings to people and you can gather from them by something that you've talked about or something they brought up,
right,
that they need more help in this area of their life, you at the end of the call offer something to them. That's actually the easiest way to do a sales call, because you've just given them a reading,
mm-hmm.
and they're already your customer. They've paid you, and you're now telling them, well, you know, if you want more help with this, and you'll be surprised how many people will jump on the chance to have more time with you.
Okay.
So because they're so emotionally riveted and on a high from what you've just delivered, that they're in the prime position to push that order button right there and then with you again.
Okay.
So so remember that, too, because
I will, because I don't have a lot of repeat clients. They seem to be satisfied when they leave, and then I don't get them back.
We'll have some programs to offer them that they can follow up with.
Right.
Or just let them know, look, I mean, if you want a deeper reading on this, we can do that in, you know, 1 hour, half hour, whatever it is you're offering. You know,
sure.
I don't know what your names of your programs are or your calls, but just make sure you know what it is you have and can offer it. And sometimes you got to think on your feet. Sometimes you don't have the program or the service, and you've got like a really great client, and you realize, oh my God, this person really needs help with this. They're actually asking me. And then you pretty much have to create something on the spot for them.
Okay.
And so just be prepared to do that. That can happen occasionally where you just create a special program, you know, that's tailored to them, or a special call that's tailored to them, or whatever it is. So.
Okay. Awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean,
I've been taking notes. That's why I've been so quiet here.
Oh, no, I'm glad we have the replays.
Me too. I was driving during the first part of this call, and I was listening, but I was like, I need to get those notes too. So that's good.
Yeah, and thanks for prompting me on the sales call thing. I'll either have it in November. You know what I may do? I may do it on the webinar, actually. So you can actually see the PowerPoint slides. It might be easier that way.
Okay.
That's what I may do. It's a great thing to have, a great tool.
Well,
obviously.
It seems like the sales part is having that conversation is the hardest part for me. It's the biggest obstacle I've had to overcome. Because I can talk to people and I can do readings, but I'm not comfortable asking for the sale or getting there and not feeling salesy. I don't want to come across like a used car salesman forcing them into it. That's just a big turnoff.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the heart-centered entrepreneurs face, you know, because we've been told all our life that we shouldn't even be charging for helping people.
I know.
So
yeah.
we have a huge block to even charging people in the first place. I had to overcome that too. You know,
okay.
Now I'm like, of course, the energy exchange is all that matters. And just think of it as an energy exchange and you'll be fine because you're expending energy. So, you know, you're giving them some value here, some important value. So, of course, you need to be reimbursed. And that's all money is an exchange of energy. You are a 5 and you're an 8. So this is like one of your reasons for being on this earth is to learn how to sell and make money. Because 5 is the salesperson number and 8 is the money number. So the resistance to it is basically part of because you're supposed to be doing it. You're supposed to be really good at it.
I feel like I suck at it. I just got some hills to climb here.
Yeah. Well, look, you've got it all laid out, though. So
yeah.
I think it's your patterns and your deep-rooted patterns.
The momentum I gathered up until now is kind of hard to stop.
Yeah. I'm getting right now a hit that you need to do some body work. You need some flushing out, like massage, acupuncture, something like that, chiropractic. There's something going on you just have to release some stuff that's there from decades of believing this. And these beliefs sometimes get so ingrained in our bodies, we actually literally have to flush them out and, you know, use needles and acupuncture, whatever it is, you know, to just clear that energy. Because like I said, it's all energy. Money's an energy exchange. So if your energy's stuck somewhere, it can be helped if you have, you know, obviously you need to know people who can do this well. It can't just be anybody. If you were in L.A., I'd recommend somebody to you. But I'm sure Denver has some great, great energy workers. And it's just a matter of you just paying attention to that as well. I'm getting that right now for you to do that. So that is not just the mind and the heart. It's also physically.
Well,
releasing.
And, you know, I have been off work since August the 11th with a lower back strain. I've been on short-term disability, which is going to take me all the way up to October 31st, and I'm retiring November 1st. So I have been off work, and this lower back strain thing, I took a full hour trying to get out of bed in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. It hurt so bad. That's what started it all. So I've got physical issues going on as it is. I mean, I was just there today, and they still told me don't lift any more than 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
I feel for you. So that's something that, again, you know, if you can get some of that clear, because part of the back injury is for you to look at that part of your life energetically, you know, to clear it. And it will help with the selling. It really will. I think, yeah, just know that the physical stuff is important as anything else. You're in a 15-6 year? What are you right now?
Yeah, my birthday is in a couple of weeks.
Okay, so your personal year, let me see, so 9. So you're going to go into 16-7 year. Okay,
right.
So that activates your destiny number. That activates your career number.
Going into
you're in a 6th year right now, and that does cover, you know, 6 does cover your physical.
My number is 11, health. 2, 8, and 5.
Yep. So 5 and 7, you're going to be in a 7 year. 5 and 7 are in the same triad.
Oh, gotcha.
So your
okay.
your 7 year will activate your career.
Okay.
And
oh.
so, which is good. And right now you're in a 6 year, which means you're supposed to take care of yourself. That's what 6
oh,
means.
Oh, yeah, that's the nurturing
remember?
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah, take care of yourself, nurture yourself. I know you only have a few more days left, but that was pop, you know, the back injury means basically
yeah.
take care of your physical home. So once you're in that 16-7 year, things are going to speed up for you because it is your aligned with your destiny number, and it is a 16-7, not just a plain 7 or a 25-7. 16
right.
is just very electrical. There's going to be a lot of shifts. Obviously, you're leaving your job. That's going to be a major change for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be exciting. You're going to focus on your intuition is going to be on a high. So I would really take care of, like, if you could do some of that,
nurturing.
Some kind of acupuncture, something, yeah, to clear the energy. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
All righty then.
Yeah, good. Well, it's a good question. I appreciate you asking it. And I'll cover it more. I think I'm going to do it on the actual webinar. So,
okay.
Good. Well, great. So I think anything else, Rebecca? For
I don't think so. I think I got more than I asked for.
That's always good to over deliver.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh,
that'll
thank
be
you.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
the 26th. So I'll be yeah, 68. 68 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
yeah.
Do you know what your destiny number is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I mean, my numbers are 11, 2, and date is, I mean, 11, 2 is the destiny. No,
no.
That's the name, right?
The
11,
full name at birth. The full name at birth. You know what you
yeah.
know what it is?
14, 5.
Yeah, but what's the first number?
14.
No, it's not. Your full name, nobody's birth name can add up to 14. I mean, it's very rare.
It reduced
unless you have
down.
Only...
Oh, the full number. No,
yeah.
Not off the top of my head, I do not.
It's 68.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Go have a look at your...
I will. I
had to
use
it. Look at your...
I've only concentrated on the 14-5 part. I didn't make that connection. So
you
tell me about that.
You've got it. Yeah, this is important. This is really important. You are
that's
triggering
huge.
Your actual destiny number, and that is your career number, right? I just said it's being triggered anyway by moving
yeah.
into the 7 year. So 68, that's huge. That's huge. It's major. You're only going to be 68 once. So
yeah.
it's like,
only plan on it.
And that's big, Rebecca. That's really big. That's huge. I mean, you're really entering a major cycle right now. Major.
Well,
and just think of it. You were in a 67 year. I mean, because, see, your age matters too. So you're still now 67. That was 13.
Right.
Right? 13, 4, and so you had the 4 and the 6. Those are very more stable numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're now entering 5 and 7. You're going to be shifting like you read about.
Oh,
get ready.
Man. Tanya, I have done so much shifting and growing in this last year. I mean,
no, but you've been shifting. Of course, we all shift all the time. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, in terms of actual, like, you know, I mean, I know you stepped up. You took responsibility. You laid down a plan. You activated in many ways, you know, with that 6 and 4 in place, which was fantastic. You know, I think you did great. What I'm saying is this next year is going to be even more stunning in terms of the shifts you're going to experience because it's a literal activation of your actual 68 destiny number. That's huge.
Yeah,
that's really,
I didn't even think about that. That didn't even – I never even paid any attention to that. To me, it's always been 14-5.
No, I always look at the full number. It's important.
Yeah.
That's a 6 and an 8, too. So think of that, 68. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on and ride them high, right?
Yeah. Well, here's another thing to think about. The 6 is the number of next year, 15-6, you know, the 15th year, and the 8
right.
is the whole year. 2015 is an 8. So you'll be 68 for most of that year. You'll activate the actual two numbers of 2015 within your age. And so, and then you have the 7, too. So it's like a 6-7-8 kind of code. So you can spiral with this one and work with it and see. But it's definitely big for you. You'll see.
Well, it's, I'm kind of glad I've retired. I'll have time to be.
Yeah. You need to be retired for this one because you're going to be busy.
I hope the media number jumps up there and I get some stage time and I just blow things wide open.
Yeah, well, you know what? This media number for you means you need to do online events. You don't necessarily have to be live on stage and wait for those opportunities. Yes, you can take advantage
like
of them, but
that.
You need to create your webinars. You need to get on with teleseminars and webinars and get going with that.
I did
so.
Have a webinar already, and I'm going to be doing a class starting the 27th of October.
Oh, good. Yeah,
so
that's exactly right.
Getting my
that's
feet
good.
Wet with all of this stuff. So I'll get to play some more with it. I know I gave way too much information, did way too much teaching in my webinar.
What kind of webinar was it? Was it one they paid for or one that was an upsell for something?
It was a free webinar for an upsell into the class.
Yeah, don't teach too much on those. I mean, you
got to
teach something. You got to do some content, obviously. But you got to sell. So.
I did way too much content.
Mm-hmm.
If
you're telling stories, though, it's good. If you're really teaching them, don't do too much of that. So, yes and no. I mean, like for my live event, it's 5 hours long. There's no way I can't do teaching, right? Obviously, I'm going to teach a lot. But they're paying for it. That's different. If it was free, I would give them something, but then I would tell some stories. And it's because you're emotionally getting them invested into then navigating to another page, right? You want them to, like, emotionally invest in the navigation process and the purchase process. So, yeah, it's a very different kind of event. So I think, you know, the great thing, Rebecca, is that you're doing it, and that's what matters.
Yeah. Well,
what matters
is you did it.
Yeah.
Giving myself permission to not always get it right and tweak as I go and learn as I go and move on from there. You know?
That's exactly right. And you learn. See, as long as you learn from your mistakes, you're so much more ahead than the person who never did it in the first place. You know, so now your next one is going to be much better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's all that matters. So it's good. Great.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome. Have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so I think that's it for the callers, or at least the ones that raised their hand. So if you want to talk, please press *2. Otherwise, we're going to call it a day. And a reminder that we have my October 8th event, which is going to be really amazing. I'm preparing for it right now. It's the money making formula for 2015. All of you need to be on that event. It's just really, really going to be fantastic. And I'm going to have a special guest, too. I'm not going to reveal who it is, but you're going to love her. So let's see. And our event for us is a week later. It's just for our group here, the Mastermind. That will be November 15th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And we'll send a reminder with this link to this call. Okay? So enjoy. Have a wonderful rest of your month. Enjoy the eclipse, Mercury retrograde, and then we move into November, which is going to be a very wonderful 9 universal month. Lots going to happen then. So great time to complete projects as well. Okay? So I will talk to you on November 10th. Have a great month. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.